for things. And so that's a cool thing about it. But you can download things to watch later. And so spread over I have three 32 gig micro SD cards and a 64 gig micro SD card. And I don't know, maybe five of them, I don't remember. But like 3,000 videos on those, spread over those four cards or whatever, a whole bunch. So at least 2,000. I've got a bunch queued up, probably 1,000 queued up to download. So anytime I hit Wi-Fi, I'm downloading. I went last week with my son to St. Louis area to be with his fiance, and they have Wi-Fi in their house. While I was there, I mean, it blew me away, because I finished off 4 gigabytes on one SD card, put in another one, a brand new 32, and by the time I left, woke up the next morning, I was like, well, I better queue that up and make sure I get a few more videos before before I leave, you know. It was full. So it hammered 4 gigabytes and then another 28 gigabytes. So it was just, I was just blown away, you know. So that way you can watch them anytime. You can watch them over and over again without using data. And so it's, of course, on the Wi-Fi, I'm not using my own data. I've been burning, whatever you want to call it, 20 gigabytes a month for like 6 months now, which is very expensive because I'm paying through the nose for it. So,
hey, by the way, if you're using mobile internet, the cell phone carrier I use is Straight Talk. Straight Talk, unlimited talk, text, everything, unlimited. If that's what you mean.
Yeah, I don't have that. I'm on a contract.
Right. Well, see,
they're limited on data though. You have to pay for data, as far as I know. So whatever.
You mean Straight Talk?
Yeah, my understanding.
Oh no. No, I've never been limited. And they advertise unlimited everything. And it's only, I tell you what, $42 a month. Unlimited everything.
Wow.
Yeah, and no customer service. I don't need customer service. My phone works, and that's it, period. Love it. So FYI, yeah, if you want to check it out. And where do I get Straight Talk? Walmart.
Yeah, right.
So here's how I learned about it. I returned from a deployment, or I was assigned to Africa, actually Kampala, Uganda. When I came back to the States, first thing I did was look around, right? Because I don't like Verizon or any other junk in a contract, okay? So I started asking around. The first guy I met was some dude in Walmart, and he said, he heard what I wanted to do, and he said, go Straight Talk. And I did, and haven't looked back. And that was June of 2013. I've had no problems with it whatsoever. Beautiful. I love it.
So you could use 20 gigabytes?
Yeah, absolutely. I've never had any issue. I send, a lot of times I'm using my cell phone like my computer. Yeah,
that's
no
all
problem.
I have. That's all I have right now is my phone.
I highly recommend it. Check it out.
How much is it?
$42 a month.
$42 a month. But do you get service? Like, the reason I got Verizon before I came up here to North Carolina is they don't have any cell towers up here. Nobody does.
Yeah, you'd be a little bit...
Well, yeah, maybe so. You know, and you're going to be limited with whatever carrier you use. Here's the deal. Straight Talk uses the same cell towers as Verizon does, okay? Verizon just contracts with a tower. Straight Talk contracts with the same towers that Verizon does. So wherever you have Verizon, you're going to have Straight Talk and whatever else, okay? Maybe what's the other one? AT&T has different towers, whatever else, but Verizon has they advertise themselves as the best network. Well, it's because they contract with the most towers. Well, this Straight Talk, I haven't had a problem anywhere. You live in the mountains, I think you're going to have a problem just because you're up in the mountains. Other than that, though, this thing is a pretty good system.
Yeah, all right.
So okay. Good luck. I wish you the best. But on the flat earth where we live.
Here forever.
Yeah, sure enough. On the flat earth where we live, there's pretty good reception. The flat earth, not the mountains, that's what I mean.
Up in the mountains,
I
should get better.
I got it. I'm muting. I keep muting the phone because I'm cooking here and I don't want you guys to have to
get
You need headphones with a microphone embedded into it.
I've got one. I've got a. I've got an LG.
Okay, you have an LG phone?
I haven't used it since I got up here. I got an LG headset.
Oh, a headset. Yeah, exactly. What I have is the headphones with a microphone embedded into the cord, and not a Bluetooth thing. It's a wired
yeah.
headphones with a.
Yeah, mine's like wireless. Bluetooth. The LG headset's a wireless deal.
That's what you mean. Okay.
That's why I got it. Is because I can't do wires. I can't handle complications and frustrations. It doesn't work.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, on the plane route thing, there is a situation that happened, and it was a Chinese lady flying from Bali, or you know, some lady flying from Bali to L.A., and she went into labor. She did it deliberately. She was trying to get into the United States because she was. She said she was 6 months pregnant, but she was actually 9 months, and so she gave birth en route on the flight emergency stop.
You've got to prove my story again.
Emergency stop in Anchorage, Alaska, and outcome of it was that they, maybe hospitalized the baby, sent her back with a $17,000 fine or something like that. But on a flat earth map, it is more direct, but Michael Helmick addressed it, and he said, well, I jumped on that bandwagon, but he did say that because of the volume of traffic that they do, you know, basically when you have a divided highway, you don't have cars running both directions on the same side of the highway, you know, you keep it divided. So there is a general flow of traffic from the Orient to America going mostly north, and then the outgoing goes mostly south to the south. So just to prevent, you know, in flight, you know, midair incidences. So that may or may not be a validation for flat Earth, but it does so happen that Anchorage, Alaska, from Bali, or maybe they left from Taiwan or whatever. But you know, they route them up north and then come back. But on a flat Earth map, it is like a straight line from Bali to Anchorage to L.A.
Jerry, it's a complete validation of the flat Earth map. Just say it, man.
I'm just saying that's a guy that did say it was, you know. So that was one of the, and it might have been just a story that they gave, you know, that they.
Here's what happened. En route, okay, think about this. Airlines are interested in flying the straightest path possible to minimize fuel, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so they're flying the straight line, which is, as we know, it makes that, on the ball earth, it makes that loop up towards Anchorage, Alaska. So when they have an emergency, they want to make the direct route to the closest place. Well, gee, it follows exactly that flight plan, okay? When anything happens like this, we are always going to see the distractors make up some bogus story to deceive those people who don't have their head screwed on straight, okay? Number one response whenever any of these jackass things happens is to remember the fundamentals. The earth is flat. We know the map. Let's use our own common sense, okay? We can track the flight path ourselves, okay? So we know that Anchorage, Alaska was the closest place because he was flying close to Anchorage, Alaska. Why? Because it was the straight line, the flat earth map is correct, okay? Now, for example, I brought this up last week. There's something to read that here's the deal. Anybody who understands flat earth, okay, flat earth is just another distraction like dinosaurs, like AIDS, okay, like aliens, okay, like Civil War, World War One, and World War Two. Okay? It's just another distraction to distract people from God. That's the whole idea, okay? Now, one of the most fundamental documents to read, and I brought this up last week, are the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Let me say that again. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. They're all over the internet. Go to Google and type in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It'll come right up with 14 websites. I sent it out last week to Jerry and the other guy, okay? So they have it. these are very easy to read. And what you're going to see is they are the opposite of the scripture. Okay? Jesus, let's read the first four Gospels, okay? Jesus talking plain common sense. That's one of the most powerful things Jesus did was he talked sense to us at our level, okay? Whereas at his time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were talking gibberish and mishmash to all the people to deceive them, okay? That's the Talmudic law. That's another thing you need to be aware of. What is the Talmud? Even Jesus says that the Jew leadership was a generation of thieves and a generation of vipers, that is, and a den of thieves. Okay, Jesus said that about the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. How do I know this? I've researched the Bible. I have researched the Bible little by little to find out everything Jesus ever said about the Jewish leadership. He said they were a generation of vipers and a pit of thieves. Okay, so that's what we need to remember. The globe Earth comes from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's where it comes from. It comes from the Talmud. And I'm giving you a set of documents that covers their attempted deceit to deceive the entire world and to dominate the world. This document, again, is called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Okay, if anybody wants to give me their email, I will give you a link to all this so you can find it for yourself. It's very important. If you read this, and I have, these documents are very easy. They're 24 protocols. You can read one per day because they're only a page and a half. The longest one's only 3 pages. What I'm saying is this document, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, it maps out the process and the overall blueprint for deceiving the world in any way, shape, and form possible. Okay, Flat Earth is just another example of deceiving the world.
That's the Jesuit agenda, right?
No, the Jesuits are part of it. You're right. It is the Jesuit agenda. Jesuit and what do we call it, the Illuminati, okay? You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, guess
Freemasonry,
what?
Yeah.
Guess
Freemasonry.
What? And Freemasonry, yeah. Okay? Those are only part of, okay, only part of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, okay? Those are agencies, those are groups that work for the higher order of the protocols. You understand? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I figured there was someone else even above them.
Jubilee, there are more than we can count. There are more than we can be aware of. This deceit has gone on for thousands of years, since 450 BC at least. Okay, I have documents that show that this was going on 600 BC before the Babylonian captivity. Okay, this is deep. This deceit has run for thousands of years. There's 2,600 years I just gave you right there, okay? They are deep, they are well embedded, they are well entrenched. Anytime we see a political or a government policy that makes absolutely no sense, it's because the protocols are running the government, okay? They've run the government since the U.S. Civil War. It was they who put Abraham Lincoln up to the U.S. Civil War, okay? It was they who got Wellington to go defeat Napoleon at Waterloo. Okay, that's where we're going back that far. That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, these protocols were written in 1896 by a Russian who had to flee to Germany so he could write these in peace and safety. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. These protocols, they're not of U.S. origin. They are of Russian origin, printed and published in Germany. So read that. It's like reading the opposite of Jesus Christ, literally. Jesus Christ gave us the best common sense, the best practice for living life, okay, the best practice. I use that expression. Everybody wants to talk about best practice. Well, isn't the Bible the best practice for personal living and for group living as well? And if it is, shouldn't we base all governments upon it and all government policy upon it? Yeah, I argue we should, right? Well, anyway, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion are of the devil, okay? They are of the devil, and they are the opposite of what Jesus Christ taught. In other words, and why did I read them? To make myself aware. And because I am aware, that is my oracle. All right, Jesus Christ and the Gospels, that is my oracle, and I can perceive all the lies around me through the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Voila. And with that, everybody, I need to go sight in my rifle, the scope on my rifle, because I'm going to go shoot an elk tomorrow.
Aha.
So I think I'm going to cut out.
Good luck. All right.
Yeah, my brother said he saw three of them down in the neighbor's field this morning today. So I thought, okay, they've come back. All right, it's time to go shoot one.
Yeah. All right, up in the hills, huh?
So,
I guess.
Yes, thanks a lot. It was nice meeting everybody. And
all right.
Jubilee, would you like to get all this information? Because I can email you my reading list. Would you like it?
Oh, for sure. Let Jerry pass you my email.
Okay, Jerry, you have her email. You can email it to me.
Yeah.
Or Jubilee, if you want, you can give it to me. I'll write it down right now.
Oh, I didn't want to. It's a recorded call. I wasn't going to put it out there.
Boy, are you scared of us?
No, not you. I mean, anybody, I've been told on a recorded call, that, you know,
don't
yeah.
worry about it.
Information yeah. you give the better, but
I'm not worried about
it. Jerry's got it, so go ahead and forward it to him.
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Okay, you'll get it to me, Jerry? All right. Well,
yep.
I'm out of here till next week, everybody. Nice meeting you. All
right.
Have a great week.
All right, Rob. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And a nice weekend, too. Thanks. Take care.
All right. All right. Goodbye. No, honey. Well, that's pretty cool. Heck of the background, huh?
Yeah, that was some interesting information.
Now, I don't know if he was just a chopper pilot or if he flew anything else. I don't even know that yet, but just the fact that he's a pilot is interesting, and the fact that he could see, you know, having been a political science, not major, graduate, and a general in the military, basically.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Pretty good.
He's
a good step to have.
Say that again.
He's definitely a good contact to have.
Yeah. Very, very fascinating guy. So, anyway, I've probably about done. I'm out in the heat, and they're noisy inside watching a little kid. So. But any questions? Anything else going on? Or
well, hopefully I get to have Tom and Ella Sheba and Brother Stephen Americo here tomorrow night. We're heading to the. Has anybody heard of Charles Wheeling?
I heard they're
like
heading out somewhere.
Like a,
what's it called?
He's like a preparedness guru.
What's his name?
I'm sorry. Charles, what's the name of that? That guy's name is Charles Wheeling, and he's a preparedness guy.
Okay. So there's a big meeting somewhere near.
He's a former SPA evangelist. Sorry.
Okay.
Former SP evangelist. Anyway, he's speaking at Biltmore in Ashley, the Biltmore Marriott tomorrow. There's a seminar, and it's basically on preparedness.
Yeah,
end
that'd be
time.
Good.
So
you're saying Tom and El Sheba
yeah.
coming in?
Yeah, Tom and El Sheba and
cool.
Brother Stephen Americo.
Oh, really?
Wow.
There.
Yeah, and then they're coming up here to spend some time with me.
Oh, that is so sweet. I'm so glad.
Yeah, and Charles and Lois just left for 5 days, so they're not going to be here. So I get to have them basically, well, not all to myself. I mean, we've got Brother Steve and Carlos
yeah.
here. So, but
two
but
Brother Stevens.
Yeah, so we'll have two Brother Stevens here, but I'm just tickled pink.
Oh, I'll bet. Exciting. Oh, I'm glad
yeah.
for you. That'll be a trip.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Good time.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, yeah, that was quite a. He's pretty go for it, you know. Let me see if I can, if his thing is simple enough, or if I've got his phone number. If you want his phone number, I can give you that. But let me look up his. I know I got
well, Just forward him my email, and he can email me whatever he's got.
Yeah, I can do that too. Yeah. I mean, it was last week, so it shouldn't be too far back. Yeah, I'll just do that. Because I can't.
I mean, if you will, I'm sorry. I should ask you. I should tell you.
If
like,
I could,
hey.
If it's his name.
How?
Yeah. If you want it, taylor.rob, the number 2@gmail.com. That's pretty simple.
Oh, you got his you're giving me his email?
Yeah, taylor.rob.
Is it T-A-Y-L-O-R?
T-A-Y-L-O-R dot rob, the number 2, at gmail.com.
Taylor.rob2. Got it. I've got to plug my phone in here or it's going to die.
Yeah. Jerry, can you give me his phone number? I do have his email, but he's called me, but I've never called him, so I don't have his phone number.
Yeah, that's under Rob F-E-T, 417-299-3515.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to bounce him an email right now. Taylor.
Taylor Rob. No, Taylor dot Rob.
Uh-huh.
And then the number 2. At gmail.com.
Perfect. What else is?
I think I'm going to have to come to my house and get an elk that's destroying our trees.
Oh, is that the one I got to see? Eat your fruit off your trees?
He's destroying the elk are destroying all of our trees.
Aw.
So
what is it? What is doing that?
We never seem to be out there to, but the elk are terrible. We never had any trouble, but until the last 2-3 years. So.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Yeah.
Well, he's gonna harvest one.
Right. Well, yeah. Mike and I are going to get off right now. But
yeah, that'll be me too. I'm about done for the day.
Right.
All right. Well, good with everybody. Go away, Jack. Another goose. One-eyed goose. He was in Kansas, and he looked up in the air when we were in a hailstorm and lost an eye.
Sure.
Jack and Jill.
Well, shalom, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
bless
no, nice to hear you.
All right, Jubilee. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, shalom, everyone.
Shalom. And Shiloh.
Oh, okay.
This session is no longer being recorded.
You know, Shiloh means tranquility. Shalom means peace, and Shiloh means tranquility, so I love it. All righty, bye-bye. Thank you.